love the silent hours of the night. That's when my thoughts come to life. Those are the late night conversations I don't mind losing sleep over. Join me on the late nights with Just Dami. Welcome to Late Nights with Just Dami. I hope everyone is doing well. With me today is Mark Bello. He's an experienced attorney and an author of Betrayal Eye. And also, he has 7 other award-winning Zachary Blake social justice legal thrillers. And he's here to talk about his book, which is about guns in America, the Second Amendment, and how America can move forward on gun safety. Mark, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's really a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thank you for honoring my invitation.
It is my pleasure. I want you to be aware that I presume this is not an American broadcast, and my answers will assume that there's a Second Amendment right to private citizen gun ownership. I'm not denying anybody the right to own a gun, but I am an advocate of sensible gun control. Mm. And the recent events in Buffalo and Uvalde have prompted not just a national discussion about gun violence, but an international gun discussion, since the Sandy Hook incidents. So I want you to be aware that as far as I'm concerned, anything you ask me is going to be in the context of recognizing that we have a Second Amendment in our country to the Constitution. But it's not an unlimited right, and that's kind of the point.
Okay, cause your information would this podcast actually it goes as far as being in the U.S. and most of my listeners are
from the U.S. Be talking, right?
Yes, if not, yes, we would be talking if most of them aren't from the U.S. Yes, so let's get to it, Mark. What is the status or current status of United States law on the issue of sensible gun control?
Well, as to sensible gun control, extremely minimal, I'm sad to say. Any adult who has no disqualifying criminal or psychiatric history can purchase a firearm.
Wow.
We have the so-called Brady Bill. And if you recall your history, that was named for President Ronald Reagan's press secretary, James Brady, who took a bullet that was intended for President Reagan. Mm-hmm. That law mandates background checks on gun owners, but only if the seller is a licensed dealer. So private sales, including those at gun shows or online, are exempt, and background check records are not kept anywhere. The Firearm Owners Protection Act, it's called, Firearm Owners Protection Act, prohibits the creation of a national registry, which I'm in favor of. This same law prevents the ATF, the American Tobacco and Firearm Federal Agency, from inspecting gun dealers more than once a year. In addition to that, the only federal legislation that limits public carry is called the Gun-Free School Zone Act. So you're not allowed to carry guns in school, in and near a school. 49 states permit carry. 30 states don't even require a license. And since the expiration of the assault weapons ban, these laws apply not only to rifles and handguns, but to assault weapons as well, including those with high capacity ammunition, which is why these recent shooters were able to do what they did. In addition to that law, or those laws, President George W. Bush, when he was president, signed a law signed an act into law called the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. That is a civil law. It protects gun manufacturers with almost total immunity unless their weapons are defective or black marketed or negligently marketed. So as you can see, our country has a long way to go.
Really does. What would you like to see the federal government do on guns?
Well, in very broad terms, a lot more than we currently have. But first of all, let's define gun control as a means to restrict the manufacture, sale, purchase, possession, or transfer of certain types of firearms and ammunition. Fair? Not all guns, but certain types.
Okay.
So narrowing this down, what I'd like to see at the very least are these improvements on the status quo. One, I'd like to see universal background checks. Two, I'd like to see a ban on assault weapons and high capacity magazine clips like we saw in Uvalde. Three, I'd like to see licensing of all new gun owners, but only after they pass a rigorous safety course. I'd like to see safety features on all guns to prevent accidental discharge of a weapon. I'd like to see a method or mechanism or device included to trace all purchased guns, including a national database of gun sales and gun owners. And finally, I'd like to see a repeal of the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. There should not be immunity for gun manufacturers. There should be only a negligence standard like everybody else. What I'd like to see is at least those six suggestions that I made be part of the discussion. The Heller case, which ruled in favor of the Second Amendment applying to guns, says specifically that the Second Amendment right is not unlimited. It's not a right to keep and carry a weapon, any weapon whatsoever, in any manner whatsoever, or for whatever purpose. That's what the court said.
Yeah.
It's the most recent case decided on sensible gun control. And it said that sensible gun control does not violate the Second Amendment. If you compare this to the First Amendment, the Free Speech Amendment, there are a lot of things you can't say or do. You can't shout fire in a crowded theater. The public welfare is the issue. And with gun safety, public safety must be weighed against an individual's right to purchase a gun. I'm happy to discuss the specific proposals, but
We should talk more about your list of proposals. For instance, in the first one, you are an advocate for universal background checks. Tell us more about that.
Well, we've had background checks at the state level in this country for a long time. So they're clearly constitutional. They haven't been overruled. And very simply, they ensure that people who ought to be eligible to buy guns can buy guns, and people who should be ineligible to buy guns, like felons or fugitives or seriously ill, mentally ill people, can't purchase them anywhere. I would go further than that, though, and I would argue that the law should create civil and perhaps criminal liability against anyone who sells a gun, anyone, a friend, a casual acquaintance, a non-licensed gun show dealer, an online dealer,
should checked.
Face some penalty for not requiring a background check. That promotes public safety.
Yeah, it does.
And it's constitutional.
It does. So the next one, you're an advocate for a ban on assault rifles and high capacity magazines, probably the most controversial of your proposals, right?
Well, it's controversial in the United States, but for the life of me, I can't understand why. I suppose the argument would be by Second Amendment people that this this is a slippery slope, if you know what that means. If we allow the gun control people to ban this weapon, then they'll try to expand it, the ban to that weapon too. But as I've indicated, I recognize the Second Amendment. I'm an advocate of sensible gun control. And my question to gun advocates is, why does anybody need an assault weapon with a high capacity magazine?
Exactly.
The argument is simple and constitutional because we've had an assault weapons ban in the United States before. The weapons are extremely dangerous. They're unnecessary for the legitimate purpose of safety or household defense or hunting. They're not necessary for those purposes. And they're responsible for the worst mass shooting events in our history, including the recent ones.
They are.
In Uvalde and Buffalo. So I don't think they have any place other than in war.
So let's talk about your suggestions that we have about licensing for all new gun owners and rigorous training courses. Because I know they don't have training courses for for gun owners.
We can't implement this retroactively. That might be unconstitutional. But but what sense does it make not to require this?
Exactly. I mean,
we require driver's license. Driver's training classes so that you can get a license to drive. You got to pass a written test. You got to engage in hours of practice. You got to be driven by a licensed instructor. You got to prove your competence to drive. Why?
Yes, I am competent. Yes.
Answer, because the public is safer if you train people how to drive properly.
So
why would anyone consider it unreasonable to require at least the same thing of a gun purchaser? Take a course, pass a test, prove your basic competence to own and use a gun. What could be more reasonable than that?
So you mentioned safety features on guns. Would you care to elaborate?
Well, this has nothing to do with mass shootings. It has more to do with safety in the house, as I mentioned before. The best example I can think of is a child-proof safety lock on all guns. Maybe we could require that guns not be so easily accessed in the home.
Accessible at the home,
Have a gun safe, require a gun safe or something like that. I think those are completely reasonable.
We shouldn't have guns lying about in the home.
Absolutely.
You also mentioned tracking mechanisms and a national database. How would that help?
Well, like other measures, the purpose of these would be to facilitate public safety. It helps law enforcement locate and bring criminals to justice, including those who engage in the illegal trafficking of firearms. If you prosecute those who fail to conduct or ignore the results of a background check, they should be penalized and perhaps imprisoned. Create a serial number system. Make sure it's less easily bypassed than our current system. If you watch TV a lot, they'll say that, you know, the serial number was scratched off, or this is an unregistered gun or something like that. That should be stopped. It would probably be difficult and expensive, but I'd also be in favor of some kind of computerized chip in each weapon. These things would not penalize anybody who uses a gun lawfully. They wouldn't stop sales. They would only penalize and punish unlawful gun users. And that's why I'm in favor of this.
And finally, that statute signed by President George Washington Bush, what was all that about?
Well, George W. Bush signed the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And this one really angers me as a tort lawyer. Why do gun manufacturers need special protection from the government? This is completely political, born out of gun lobby contributions. They penalize seriously injured and killed citizens. Now, I realize that these manufacturers manufacture weapons, and weapons kill.
Yes, they do.
But if they sell on the black
dangerous.
market, if they sell on the black market, if they knowingly sell to minors, if they violate any new measures regarding licensing or training, or if they create an unreasonable
penalized
affect their product, they should be held accountable. That's it's that simple. And that statute prevents that accountability.
So anything else you would like to see happen?
Well, I'd like to see the NRA's influence on government agencies like the ATF and other law enforcement branches reduced or neutralized. For example, there's a law that prevents information about guns found at crime scenes from being made publicly available. That law should be repealed. The public has a right to know for its own safety. In addition, there's a law that only allows the ATF to visit a licensed gun store once a year. They should be able to make as many visits as they need to, surprise visits if necessary, and they should be able to revoke licenses. Again, public safety and law enforcement should be paramount rather than the so-called freedoms under the Second Amendment.
So, Mark, before we go, I understand that you have written a book on this subject. Would you like to tell us more about your book, please?
Well, the book actually, it's called Betrayal High. It's right on point. It's about a bullied high school kid who has basically had enough. And he decides that the bullying is going to stop today. His father, a careless, ignorant gun advocate, leaves the gun cabinet easily accessible to the boy, and he grabs the guns and heads to school armed and dangerous.
Wow.
Lives in an affluent Michigan community. He carries out the type of mass shooting that we've unfortunately become very familiar with in Michigan.
Familiar with, wow.
Now, when it's all over, the hero of all of my books, attorney Zachary Blake, is called upon to get justice for the victims, including his own son.
Wow.
Another lawyer is appointed to the job no one wants, and that is a judge orders him to represent the tormented shooter. In the background of this, there's an evil, greedy gun manufacturer hiding behind this Lawful Commerce and Arms Act that we discussed earlier. And the manufacturer seeks to avoid responsibility, maintain his political influence, and cover up his country's role in the bloodbath. Blake, the attorney, wants to expose how what looks to be legitimate gun owners, or gun sellers rather, how they conspire to sell on the black market. And he tries to prove that criminals can easily gain access to a cache of dangerous weapons. And I won't give away the whole book, but it's a battle of the gun manufacturer, the government, and this brave lawyer to prevent and hold accountable future incidents and this gun manufacturer. And by the way, there's a little side issue, and that is student activism. Can student activism result in any legislative change on guns? So far in Michigan and anywhere else, the answer has been no. But the book tries to answer those questions, provide citizens with a little lesson in constitutional law if possible, and has a great courtroom element to all of this. It makes it a very compelling look at the gun issue.
I'm sure this will be an amazing read, an intriguing read. I'd like you to sell yourself right now, Mac, for people that would like to read your book and also contact you. How can they contact you or get through or get across to you after the show?
All of my books, except the most recent one, are about social justice topics. Black Lives Matter and a Cop Shooting in Betrayal of Black. the Supreme Court and the Me Too movement in Supreme Betrayal, the clergy abuse scandal in the church in Betrayal of Faith, white supremacy and anti-Muslim bias in Betrayal of Justice. So, I mean, I the immigration crisis in America in Betrayal at the Border, and a straight whodunit in my last novel, You Have a Right to Remain Silent. So a lot of interesting topics that my books
on social justice. That's beautiful.
The books can be found on Amazon and any other online bookseller. You can go to my website at www.markmbello.com, and you can download a free novella about Zachary Blake when he was 13 years old, and he's told the story of his grandfather's escape from Auschwitz during the Holocaust, and that book is available for free on my website. So that covers. Oh, and then I've written four children's books also about social justice. The first one has been released. The other ones are awaiting illustrations. My illustrator is very busy.
Are they on Amazon too?
Yes, ma'am. Book is the children's book is called Happy Jack, Sad Jack. It's about a kindergartner who is bullied on his first day of school because he's biracial.
And wow.
it gives people,
I'd love to read that.
It gives people some tips on how a community might handle that kind of an event. So I'm all about justice, I guess.
Social justice, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
So we've reached the end of the show, but before we go, would you like to say one or two things, maybe an advice to the viewer, to the listeners, I mean?
Well, I like to quote my favorite simple little quote from Rodney King years ago. Can't we all get along? That's my message. I don't understand why we don't celebrate our differences rather than fight over them. And that religious differences, political differences, differences in color, differences in education, differences in economic circumstance, just let's get together and all get along. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be very nice. Thank you so much for being on the show, Mark. We've reached the end of the show. Thank you all for listening.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you learned something from today's episode. Don't forget to join me on the next episode of your favorite show, The Late Nights with Just Tammy.